Cass doing a lot of defending early on, and they've loaded numbers this side. They've got numbers on the outside. The ball fired, and it's picked up by Gale. And now it's a foot race. Hayden's after him. Can Gale get away from Hayden? Bugs him off. Hall gets back and catches him on the Cass 40. He wants to play the ball. He's been held on. That's got to be a sin binning, and he's off. Ryan Hall in the bin. No disputing that whatsoever. Is it Hall or is it Hayden he's bin? It's Hall who has to go, and Craig Murdoch, he had to go.
Yeah, he did, and we talked about the game management of Danny Maguire. He had a, I wouldn't say he had an overlap, but he had three men hitting different holes, and he just passed, was just slightly behind his lead runner in Ablett, and hit him on the back, hit the floor, and what should have been a Leeds Rhinos try almost ended up with Cass going 40, 50, 80 metres down the touchline, but he was brung in. Clare, great pace by Ayton to get back, and Ryan Hall slowing him down. Nothing he could do but put him in the bin, and the seesawing effect of rugby league.
Yeah, Singleton gets it away. Nice ball. Here's Moon for the corner, and they won't even lay a hand on Joel Moon. That was all about the offload there from Brad Singleton, and the next pass put Joel Moon through a yawning gap, and despite being down to 12, Leeds lead at the Jungle by 4 points to nil.
Yeah, great try. Double offload, wasn't it? Almost the old run-round as Singleton hit the round, flipped it back up. Peacock offloaded also. And then Maguire right on the money. Great line pick from Joel Moon. An overs line as it's called in the game. Got on the outside shoulder of his man. And once he was into free space, nobody was going to catch him 20 metres out. He plonks the ball down 10 metres in from this left-hand touchline. And as you said, both sides have had opportunities. Leeds have taken the first one there, Pat.
They have indeed. Blind pass, and Cuthbertson did well to catch it. Gets out of tackle, gets it to Moon. Moon's away again. Maguire on his shoulder, should be a try. Dawn slips, Maguire for the line. He's dragged down a yard short, and he's lost it. No, he hasn't lost it. Surely Leeds must score here. Cuthbertson to Hall. Hall in at the corner, inevitable for Leeds, but it's Joel Moon with the break again. But credit Cuthbertson's offload in the tackle. Leeds double their lead. Castleford nil, Leeds 8.
Yeah, Cuthbertson, he's been a revelation, hasn't he, in a Leeds Rhino shirt. They're just balls never dead. Two offloads there. First, he created for the break for Leeds initially, where I think, to be fair, Moore bombed it. He passed the ball far too early for Danny Maguire. Danny Maguire made the most of it, but he just got dragged down. You know, the Danny Maguire of 5-6 years ago is under the post, isn't he? But, you know, Mother Nature is cruel sometimes, and Danny's just maybe lost that half a yard of pace that stopped him getting over. Full credit to Cass defence to get back. But then again, Cuthbertson just pops up, offloads out the tackle. Ryan Hall, nobody in front of him, scores right in the corner. That's great rugby league from Leeds. Really, really good to watch. Cuthbertson heavily involved, Maguire and Moon. And again, it's what fans have packed here today to see, Mark. Great rugby league from the Rhinos.
Did have numbers momentarily on that far side, Cass, and that's where they're going to go. A little kicking goal. Danger! And a try for Castleford. Touchdown on that far side. Not quite sure, is it Oliver Holmes who's got it down? We'll confirm that in a moment. But the Tigers are on the board. Cass 4, Leeds 10.
Yeah, it's Holmes or Shenton. My money's on Shenton, I think, as I get the nod in my ear. Michael Shenton just read the kick brilliantly, but it was all about the brilliant, deft little kick from Liam Finn. Perfectly weighted in behind the Cass defence. Shenton knew the player, read it perfectly. He was first to react, dived on it. Game back on, Mark.
Six out, last one, far side of the field. Leeds have it. Can they close out the half and extend their lead here at the Jungle? Little grubber kick, good kick from Sutcliffe, who's touched it down. Now is Ben Thaler going to give this? That looked like a try to me, and so it is to the referee, Ben Thaler. And it was Ward who actually touched it down. Great skill from Leeds. Third try of the afternoon. They do extend their lead. Castleford 6, Leeds 14.
You could just feel it, Mark, couldn't you? There was a try coming either way. There was chances at both ends. And are we approaching the half-time? Just that little bit of fatigue, the fatigue factor starting to kick in. Wasn't confident enough to say which team would get a try, but I was very confident there would be one. And, you know, just Leeds, super player from them. And a great little kick. Sutcliffe, everybody in the ground thought he was kicking to his left-hand side there. You know, Cass thought he was. The crowd thought he was. I did. Sat up here thought he was. Instead, he dinked it off the outside of his foot. Back towards the short side. Stevie Ward read the play brilliantly. He was first to react. He plonks the ball down and Leeds extend the lead. Great rugby league, great first half, and pity we can't just carry on playing. That's what I say.
Watkins gets it away. Here's Peacock out the back. Maguire, they've got Cuthbertson in a big gap, and he will score. Dawn has tried to get underneath the ball, and I think Ben Thaler, you know, might have a look at this one. And I think he said no try.
He's given no try. Yes.
But he's gone up to the video referee, so there will be a conclusive picture whether he got this down. But I tell you what, if Luke Dawn has stopped Cuthbertson from there, that's some effort.
Yeah, it is. You know, they always say, don't they, a good big one will beat a good little, and have we reversed it here? Because it was great play from Leeds. Cuthbertson again initially with the offload. into the hole. Are they looking for crossing? Is that what they're looking at? They're looking at something in back play. It's really hard to see. We need a window cleaner. That's what we need, Mark.
Or a brick to put through the window. We can't see. Rich in the studio is going to have to help us out on this one. Tell us.
I think Dalton's got his hand underneath the ball. You can't see it touch down.
All eyes on the big screen.
Both teams are usually, they'll tell you, and both teams don't think this is a try.
From the other angle, he's got his hand under the ball. That's a great tackle.
It is a great tackle, but Cass have still got to defend 10 metres out from their own line. Cuthbertson will get some stick for that, Craig. He should score there, shouldn't he?
Yeah, he should. You know, as you said, a big guy against the fullback. You know, full credit to Luke Dawn. You know, what a great player he is, isn't he? And that shows what Luke Dawn's all about. Competes for everything.
Well, here's Maguire. The danger not gone yet. Leeds might well score here. They've loaded up numbers out wide. Ball's gone to ground. Carney's picked it up and he's away. Carney away. Can they get back? Maguire's missed it. Just gets a touch on him. The youngster going for Carney. Carney, oh, he hasn't passed. Why didn't Carney pass? A certain try goes begging. Castleford will move it out wide. Dawn into the line and they've lost it. And what has Justin Carney just done? He saw the 80-yard glory try in his hands and he's thrown it away.
Adam Milner jogging beside him saying, pass me the ball, pass me the ball, pass me the ball. And, you know, Justin Carney is an enigma of a player, isn't he? As you said, he's got moments of brilliance in him, but, you know, that is absolutely ludicrous. And if Cass, you know, don't get back into this game or ending up losing it by a couple of points, you know...
That's a try under the stick, 16-12.
You know, game back on. And again, we've talked about it, a game of inches. Cuthbertson should score at one end. He doesn't. Cass get the ball back and have to score. And Carney's shaking his head. There's only one man to blame there, and that's Justin Carney. Ludicrous play from him.
Here's Ayton, slips the pass to Peacock out the back for Maguire. Try coming here if Moon gets the ball away, and he does. Ryan Hall in the corner, and that may well be that. Castleford 6, Leeds Rhinos 20. Ryan Hall second of the afternoon, and it's the second he scored without a hand laid on him.
It's so difficult to defend against on your own line when you've got talented footballers like Peacock and Cuthbertson in the front row who can offload the ball right on the money, because you can't go one-on-one because they're too big and they're too strong and they'll take you over the line. So you've got to pull men in on them. As soon as they offload the ball, you haven't got time to shift to your left or your right, and that's exactly what happened there. Castleford drew in. As soon as Peacock offloaded that ball behind to Maguire, they had one more man, shipped it out, pass, 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 and if the passes are on the money, your winger touches down without a hand being laid on him. Exactly what happened. Ryan Hall, you know, he scores those in his sleep, doesn't he? Not a land laid on him. And Leeds, that's probably the ball game, Mark.
Delaney hits Moon, last one. Moon tackled 15 away on that far side. Burrow has a scoop from dummy half. Short pass for Cuthbertson, who spins away. He's going for the line. He's over this time. And this time he scores. And Brian McDermott has seen enough. He's off down to pitch side. He knows the 2 points are going back to Headingley. Castleford 6, Leeds Rhinos 24.
I think he's off to the bus. He's off to sit on the bus. He's seen enough. He's cramped in these little short seats in front of him, isn't he? And, you know, Cuthbertson's been a massive threat throughout this game, and this time he was too big. He didn't gamble, or should I say, he didn't underestimate Luke Gale this time, and he just threw out the big handoff, pushed him away and plonked the ball down over the line. But, you know, Leeds in this second half have been really, really clinical, Mark, haven't they? And as you said, they haven't been brilliant, they haven't been extravagant, but what they have done, they've done really well. They've completed the sets, they've ticked the boxes, and they've played the game down in Castleford's half. And, you know, they're a good team, this Leeds Rhinos this season, one of a few good teams, and it's a really good competition. This team is going to take some beating as we get to the, you know, the business end of the season.
More out the back here for Finn, for Carney will score. As easy as that for Castleford, but it's too little too late. And Ben
Taylor, I don't think it's a try.
Hasn't given it.
I don't think it's a try. I think there's a really good case for crossing in back play. I think one of the Leeds defenders was taken out. Not sure if it was Watkins or Sutcliffe, but for me, he was definitely taken out in back play. Now, it'll be interesting to see the interpretation. This time last year, this is definitely not a try. Whether they will see this year, we come across, Castleford player has come in front of him, no try. Definite no try for me.
Oh, we'll see. You've got a better view of that half of the screen. I can't see your half. Luke Gale looking up at the screen. He was in a rush to put the ball down. He doesn't look as fussed now, does he? I think this could well be the game. And I think this is about to be chalked off. And Luke Gale's reaction as he walks away from the ball,
yep,
says that it is going to be no try. Penalty for Leeds. Carney fires a pass to Shenton and he's got him away. Shenton's got Carney back on the inside. Is he going to give it to him? He is. Is Carney going to pass it? Yes, he does. And Shenton will score in the corner. That's how to do it, Justin Carney. Second try for Michael Shenton, and it was worth watching as well. Castleford 10, Leeds Rhinos 26.
Yeah, an ironic three as well, weren't they, from the Cast fans when he passed the ball on the money that time. Great play from Cast. You know, I've been really critical of Justin Carney in that game, but as I said, rocks of diamonds, he's got them both bits in him, and you know, that bit was pure class. He just bulleted out a pass to Shenton down the blind side, backed him up on the inside and then drew the fullback and got the ball back to his skipper, Michael Shenton, who scored about 8 metres in from the touch. Great rugby league from Cass, just too little too late, Mark.
Yeah, and it's annoying, isn't it, that they have got that in the locker, and had they got it back to 16-12, I know it's if buts and maybes, but I'm pretty sure Justin Carney will wake up tomorrow thinking about that pass he didn't give.
Brian, fantastic performance. You really controlled the game from start to finish, didn't you?
I thought it was a controlled performance. I don't think we controlled the game because Castleford wouldn't let us. They never stopped. They kept probing. They kept attacking. They've got some both good players and got some good players. You know, some good shapes that they throw at you. So I never really felt that we had that game in the bag all game. I never thought we got quite away from Castleford. Although I thought it was a very controlled performance in as much as that we managed what we needed to do. I thought our kicking game was very good. Our pass selection in you know, what could have been tricky conditions, I thought was very good. Quite a few errors really, you know, compared to what you'd expect in this type of weather. So and overall it was a measured and a controlled performance, yeah.
And looking at your half-back partnership, really in good form at the moment, Sutcliffe and Maguire running the show.
Well, that was a good one today. As a team, we haven't been wow yet this year. You know, we haven't done anything where we've probably laid a marker down. But I thought today, as a whole, the whole 17 were able to be good today because of Liam Sutcliffe's and Danny Maguire's end of set selection. You know, where to kick, when to kick, and that type of thing. So, yeah, they look okay with each other.
It must be a luxury when you don't bring Rob Burrow on until like the last 17 minutes. But Paul Ayton's in good nick at the moment for you, isn't he?
A lot comes through him. A lot of players play well off Paulie Ayton. Any one of your pivots, you want people to play well off them. You know, they almost provide for you. So, it's something I'm very fortunate to be able to do.
And looking at your forwards, all did well again. I'm going to ask you about Brad Singleton again. He stood up well and really led from the front.
Needs to do as well, Brad. He needs to do his... He's been waiting in the wings now for a couple of seasons, two, three seasons with us. And while he's only a young man, needs must. And he's really stepped up this year. It means a lot to him this year. We've obviously got some change coming at the end of this year. And it's not a foregone conclusion that we rely on Brad Singleton as one of our 8 or 10 players next year. So he's still got some games to put under his belt with that level of performance before we can comfortably say you'll be number 8 or number 10 for us next year.
And more game time for Ash Hanley out wide. How do you feel he went?
Very good. And that's it's one of those occasions where your knees knock together when you're opposite Justin Carney there. He's a fantastic player, very aggressive, very very dominant, you know, he's very intimidating. The whole unit of that right hand side opposite Justin Carney, I thought they did a really good job. How we finished our sets, how we were in control, player one, player two, defensively, it had a part to play.
You're really laying a marker down at the moment, racking up these wins, putting points on the board. You're there to be shot at. You've got another game on Monday. What's your thoughts ahead of Wakefield?
Yeah, it'll be interesting. James Webster talked about injuries, and then obviously they're not in great form at the moment, and that can be dangerous, can't it, that we prep for a team that's probably not where they need to be, and we end up lulled into a false sense of security. So, you know, 48 hours, 72 hours after we've just played, we find ourselves at Wakefield against an almost unknown version of Wakefield. So they can be a lot better than what they've shown just recently. Our task is to prep and have a psychology, almost a psychology prepping for a better version of what they've been in recent weeks.
And looking at it, I mean, is this the best 80 minutes you've put in as a team?
So far this year, I thought we were pretty consistent throughout. Again, the conditions had a part to play in how much expanse you could use with the ball, but certainly defensive. I thought we were really tough and very disciplined defensively as well. In a couple of occasions where, you know, the home fans, like, they get in every game, call for a penalty, and there's that much pressure on the referee, but he's actually adjudicated exactly how it should be. And it takes some discipline to do that. So I'm pleased with our defensive discipline as much as anything else.
It's never an easy place to come here, but you've come here and you've stopped Castleford playing today. You must be pleased with that.
And I think that's the key. That's the key. Listen, Darrell Powell in review, and the players won't be happy with what they've produced offensively. They're a far better team offensively than what we saw today. That wasn't that because they were off, it's because we just didn't let them, and that's meant as a compliment to Castleford, because we couldn't allow them to be that good, because they're a great team to play against, and they're a great team offensively, and they'll throw some stuff at you. So we needed to make them a lesser version of what they can do offensively, and that's not easily done. And it starts with player one right through to player six, so a lot of credit goes to the Rhinos defence today.
Darrell, disappointing result. What's your thoughts after that one?
Yeah, a disappointing result, obviously. A disappointing performance, I thought. I don't think we really put Leeds under any pressure. We defended. We worked hard. We worked hard, but yeah, we didn't really win enough contacts to maintain field position. Our kicking game was pretty average, and our attacking game was poor, to be honest. So and we didn't get much opportunity either, because Leeds controlled the ball pretty well and we didn't get many penalties. So it is disappointing disappointing effort from us as a team today. And obviously, I thought Leeds were great. They deserved to win the game, and a little bit better than us at the moment, obviously.
I've got to ask you about the moment when Carney didn't pass the ball to Milner. What's going through your mind then?
Yeah, well, we had a couple, didn't we, where we made line breaks and got reeled in, or we got a bounce of the ball and then got reeled in, didn't quite get the pass on the next play. Leeds scramble was good. Yeah, it's crucial, isn't it, that you take those opportunities. If that goes back to 16-12, well, it makes Leeds feel a little bit different about the game. I don't know. Whether we would or we wouldn't, Leeds, I thought, were just way too good for us today.
The effort and commitment there, is it just you need to be a bit smarter? Is that what you probably take out of today?
A bit tougher, a bit more consistent, a bit smarter. Yeah, there's a few things in there, really. There's a bit of a distance between the two teams today, and I don't think there should be that much of a distance. Obviously, Leeds have got smart players, and they've got the history that is a winning history, and we're working hard to get that. And at the moment, we're a little bit off. We're just a little bit off. One week we're outstanding. Next week we're not as good, and it's that consistency that we're striving for.
One man who is consistent, Andy Lynch. I don't know, nearly an hour today. It was fantastic again for you.
Yeah, he's excellent every week. And Neil Lynch, he's just consistent, professional, does his job, plays big minutes. He's been 450 two games. Is that now or something like that? He's awesome.
You're normally a man that never gets carried away whether you've won or lose, but you do seem quite deflated today. Does this hit you a little bit harder than other defeats?
No, not really. It's just disappointing that I thought the what was built up today. We've got a great crowd. You've got a real high quality team in front of you. Just go and challenge them, and I don't think we challenged them, and that was disappointing to me, because I thought we did a great job last year in challenging teams consistently, and we never really. I don't think that was a hard enough game for Leeds today. I think they'll roll up tomorrow and feel pretty good about themselves. And I just said that to the boys. I just don't think we went after them with enough about us today to really challenge them. So that's I'm always disappointed when we lose. We know we've got a backup now in a few days' time. And the reality is that the comp's tough. You look at the results from last night, and OKR, Widnes, they're winning games, Catalan win games, and then you sit somewhere a little bit lower down than you thought you would. So, yeah, it's an interesting season, and it's important that you're consistent as a team. And as of this moment, we haven't quite got that yet.
Rolls on to Warrington on Monday. How's the squad looking ahead of that one?
Yeah, we look okay. We've got a few injuries. Back row is a big slot for us, because we've Moses injured, McMeekin's injured, Ollie Holmes he came off today. He struggled a bit. Jake Webster got a knock on the head, so he's, you know, he'd be a big doubt. So we have got some injuries, but overall it is getting a little bit better. You know, Frankie Mariano comes back, which will help us. Jewett's a week away, so we are getting a little bit better. But we just need a flip. We need a flip of attitude towards a consistent application. And if we get that, then we'll be confident. But at the moment, we're just hurting ourselves a little bit too much.
Callum, never a tough place to come, but a great result for the Rhinos.
Yeah, great result. Very, very tough game. Very, very physical, and good to get the win in the end.
It's not easy conditions, it's wet, it's muddy, it's not great, is it, for your outside backs? I guess days like this, you've just got to get stuck in and do your bit.
Yes, probably today is about a lot about hard work and attitude, and I think both sides showed that. I think both teams were pretty good, and attitude-wise, we were very good, saved some tries, but, you know, so did they. But we managed to get there in the end, and it was a good win for us.
Worked really hard in the conditions, closed the game, managed the game, played it in the right areas of the field, didn't you?
Yeah. We did well the ball, especially with the conditions. Kicked pretty well, and you know, kept the ball, you know, when we wanted to. And you know, it was tough, especially second half. You know, they were going for it, and you know, they had plenty of chances to get some tries with a couple of breaks, and you know, we managed to get back and stop that. And then, you know, that's really won us the game.
First of a double header, nice to get 2 points on the board, and it keeps everyone chasing you now, doesn't it?
Yeah, of course. You know, it's a busy Easter period, obviously, and you know, we've got a big game at home on Monday with a Wakey team that are, you know, struggling at the moment, but we know, you know, they'll turn up and you know, give us a good game. And you know, to get the 2 points today was very good for us, and you know, it could have been a potential banana skin, but you know, Castle are a great side, and you know, they'll be up there, thereabouts.
You really stopped them playing today, didn't you? It was how well you were, as opposed to them not being quite up to it today.
I guess so. You know, I guess in these type of conditions, it's a little bit easier to stop their play. I think in terms of our outside backs, it's quite defended well from both sides. So, you know, it was all the rough and tough stuff in the middle, and you know, we capitalised off that. So you know, we capitalised more off it.
So good, so far so good. Only one defeat so far. Got to be happy with that, haven't you?
Yeah, of course. You know, we're up at the top, and you know, we've got to keep going. We're a confident team at the moment, and you know, going into Monday, we'll be flying high. But you know, it's a tough competition. You know, tougher games are going to come while the pressure is on. You know, to many teams to try and get in that top eight, and you know, that's brilliant for our competition. You know, plenty of hard games to come, but we're certainly looking forward to it.
Now, Luke, tough afternoon, always hard against Leeds, but just couldn't get the job done.
No, I just don't think we were consistent enough across the game. Our first 40 minutes probably let us down the most. I thought we fixed it up a little bit at half time and gave ourselves a chance, but we just left a little bit too much chasing in terms of our execution and our ball control. Was, you know, everybody talks about ball control in this game, and we were a little bit off on it today.
Yeah, they seem to control the territory a little bit better. You always seem to be fighting to get out of your own half.
Yeah, that's right. They got it. They played well, and Leeds have taught us a lesson a few times in big games about how to play this sort of footy, and we've got to start learning them. When we come up against these teams, we've got to know that we've got to finish our sets down there, which I thought we did at times, but just across the board, we've got to do it more consistently.
Had a couple of chances as well, didn't take them at crucial times, and I guess that's the fine margins, isn't it, in big games?
Well, for sure. You don't get many chances in big games, and I think, you know, if we score that one down there under the post, if Justin can get the ball away to Adam Milner, then I think it's a different ball game. It's just maybe a 6-point ball game or a 4-point. I'm not sure what it was at that stage, but you know, that turns the momentum there, and maybe it's a different ball game. But we don't play on maybes, and we've got to be clinical and put games to bed by scoring tries.
You've got to dust yourselves down and go again on Monday.
Yeah, that's right. Good and bad, isn't it, that you get to play so quickly? You know, bad physically, it's tough to sort of get up and mentally a little bit, but good because you can go out there and rectify it. We get a win up here, we go 50% through the Easter period, and you know, it's not too bad. So yeah, we've got to dust off. We've already spoken about how we're going to deal with this game and then move on. We don't have a great deal of time, so you know, maybe that's a good thing. We can't dwell on it too much. We move on. We're pretty much into Warrington tomorrow, so and then we'll see where we're going.
And just a word on your new contract. Congratulations on
Thank
that
you.
One. Must be pleased to get that put to bed.
Yeah, very pleased, mate. You know, I was off contract at the end of this year. I came up initially on a 2-year deal, and you know, when we started talking about it, and I was more than happy. I wasn't going to look anywhere else if Cass were happy to have me. And, you know, it was a walk in the park, really, in the end. I love the place. The people are great to me. And, you know, if I can do 12 months more, or, you know, potentially longer of serving the people of Cass and this club and the coaches, then, you know, I feel honoured that I'm allowed to do it.
On the back of last year, great year last year, full house here today. I mean, that must be fantastic for the players to run out here in front of a full stadium.
Yeah, that's right. You know, the players feel a bit of responsibility about it. And, you know, we're proud that we've been able to get full houses in front of here and give the people something to cheer for. And I know they'll be disappointed with the result, but I don't think they'll be questioning our effort. And, you know, we've had some great Cass players come and speak to us before games. Your John Joiners and your Graham Steadmans and Mal Reilly's and guys like that, and they just speak about effort in terms of the club. You know, we had Steadman here yesterday before the game. They just talk about working hard for each other, and the club and the town will get behind you. And mate, they do, and they're fantastic. And so for us to be able to follow in those guys, you know, the platform that they've built over the years, you know, we're going okay.